Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James, we finished chapter 1. Today, we will be starting with James chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you again with the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Today we'll be in James chapter 2, and we'll be looking at the first five verses. I have titled this section, Respect of Persons. Now, this is a message that probably goes unpreached in many of our fundamental pulpits. On the other hand, in liberal pulpits, it's misused. And so I think it's good that you get a good handle on this passage today. I trust that you'll also call others, ask them to listen in, because that's how the lamp of light grows, and it also helps people to grow as they hear and they are taught the Word of God. As you know, this is a daily 15-minute broadcast. A time in God's Word, 15 minutes isn't very much out of an entire day. And especially when we think that it's for the Word of God, oh my goodness, 15 minutes is not enough. So please, please listen in every day and encourage others to listen in too. If perchance you will be missing a day, one of our broadcasts, and you'd like to have an entire message, for example, right now we're looking at verses 1 through 5 of James chapter 2, and we won't finish this in just one day. And so you'll need to listen to both days or 3 days or whatever it takes. And you might be missing from the radio one day, and you'll miss a part of the message. And for you to have the entire message, you can write us. Our announcer will give you our address at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. Ask, for example, if you want this message on respect of persons, you can put respect of persons or the passage, James 2, verses 1 through 5, and then send a gift of $5 and indicate whether or not you want a CD or cassette tape with your return address on there, and we'll get it back to you as quickly as possible. Now, if you have your Bibles, I trust you have a Bible, pencil and paper, you'll follow along, and I trust you have a good King James Bible so that we can understand, especially when we get to verses 2 through 4 and we see some word studies, and it's important that you have the same words in your Bible because we use the right Bible here. Now, in James chapter 2, it's an interesting chapter. Chapter 1 closed out with a discussion of being a hearer and a doer, not just a hearer only. As it starts to point out pure and undefiled religion, we see a continuation of doing the word. It is not only to keep oneself unspotted from the world and to bridle the tongue, but it goes on to speak of doing. Doing along this line with the idea of not showing partiality, of not showing favoritism. And so we look at this respective person. So listen as I read verses 1 through 5. My brethren, have not the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come to your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? We're to have not respect of persons, because of Christ. Now in verse 1 here, he says, my brethren. This is the fourth time he calls his readers brethren. In chapter 1, verse 2, verse 16, verse 19, he also referred to them as brethren. And this repetition is not superfluous. The brotherhood of believers in Jesus Christ is a glorious one, my friend. And we can do more with heaven's language and have more of heaven's language among brethren than the language that's used today. I believe that as Christians, we need to rescue the language of the Bible from the camp of the enemy. We hear of brotherhood in labor unions and secret societies, but far too little among God's children. Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Now, my friend, there are many people that we bring in and are part of our assembly. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, it is a shame that so many have left that. And we don't use those terms today. And yet that's exactly what we are in Christ Jesus. Blood brothers, blood sisters, because we are all born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, since we are brothers and sisters, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, he says here with respect of persons in verse 1. But isn't it interesting he uses the article the, and it makes the word faith, have not the faith, refer not to a belief that makes a miracle happen if it's strong enough, but rather this is referring to doctrine. The specific doctrine that is mentioned is the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, you'll notice italicized there the words, the Lord. That means that it was not in the Textus Receptus or the original Greek New Testament, and therefore it's something that was added for clarity's sake. But it's interesting to me that it is in there. We must remember to whom this book is addressed. In chapter 1, verse 1, it is the 12 tribes of Israel, but specifically to those who are saved among that group. Now, to a Jew, when one says, Lord Jesus Christ, and he leaves out the Lord in the next phrase, and it's just Lord Jesus Christ of glory, that would take him back to the days of Moses and the Shekinah glory that dwelt in the tabernacle, in the Old Testament tabernacle, and in the temple. It was in Moses' face. It was so bright that he had to cover his face while he spoke to the people. And so, actually, there where it says, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, leave out the words the Lord in front of glory, since they're italicized. Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ of glory. Oh, boy, I tell you what, Jews didn't want to hear that. Why? Because that began to speak to the deity of Jesus Christ. How great the glory that we will share in. Romans 8:18 says that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So this statement to Jewish Christians is a very strong assertion of the deity of Jesus Christ. My friend, Jesus Christ was Almighty God in the flesh. Jehovah Witness, a Mormon or someone else knocks on your door, the first thing to greet them with is, hey, guess what? I have received Jesus Christ as my almighty God and Savior. I'm going to heaven when I die. How about you? And that will usually stop them right in their tracks. And they may get a little upset with that. And yet salvation and really eternity really centers about what think ye of Christ. Yes, my friend, he was Almighty God in the flesh. Now, the rest of the verse tells us not to have this doctrinal faith with respect of persons in James 2, verse 1. A congregation must be taught sound doctrine, for example, the deity of Christ. However, it must also be instructed in sacred duty that complements that doctrine instead of opposing the doctrine. If cost of dress, color of skin, and other superficial things carry more weight than the fruit of the Spirit that may be manifested in their lives, then, my friend, we simply fail the doctrine of Christ, even though we be saved and named by that precious name. We fail the doctrine of Christ when we have more weight to skin color and the cost of dress than we do the fruit of the Spirit in an individual. Now, let me also point out, when we look at how a person dresses, there is a difference between rich dress and poor dress. One can be very modest or immodest in either one. You can be very immodest in very rich clothes, or you can be very immodest in poor clothing. Or you can be modest in either one. You can be very disrespectful in rich clothing, and you can be disrespectful in poor clothing. Or you can be respectful in each. Now, when you go to God's house, whether your clothes cost a lot or they cost very little, please dress in a way that has respect and modesty before God. Now, the words "have not" here in verse 1 of chapter 2, "my brethren, have not the faith," literally mean "practice not." We believe only as much of the Bible as we practice. We do not hear sermons today against the sin of having respect of persons on the basis of what a man possesses. And yet, it's in the Bible, and it's something that is as much a sin as any other sin is condemned in the Bible. Now, by the way, having a clique in the church is not the same as having a best friend. You can have close friends. It becomes a clique when the company of one is disdained for another. It is when we refuse to allow someone to be a part of our church or socializing, or we just neglect other people because they're not in our circle. Now, you can have a best friend in the church, and you can have them over your house, and you can do things together with that best friend. But understand, you don't be unfriendly and unwelcoming and uninviting to someone who is outside your circle. No, you're trying to reach these people for Christ. And it would be great to use your little circle of friends to reach these people for Christ. Again, a clique is having respect of persons. Showing partiality to a well-to-do man is here condemned as a sin, and the guilty person is convicted by God's law as being a transgressor. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
It's my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.